Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you again on another Tuesday with a word from the Lord. We hope the Lord was with you throughout the course of the week. He had to be with you in order for you to be alive today. And as I say every Tuesday morning, amen. If you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord today for you and you, amen, that are listening by way of radio, whether it be in your office, your car, or your homes. Amen. We say praise the Lord to you, you, and you. Hallelujah. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. He deserves to be lifted up, deserves to be glorified. Amen. And we want you to revel in his glory. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you and you joining me again today. Amen. With another word from the Lord. Amen. I believe the Lord wants to bless you on today. Amen. He wants to give you, amen, something that you can feed on throughout the rest of the week. Amen. Amen. Whatever you're going through, amen. Jesus Christ is the answer. He is the answer for the world today. He is the answer for any issue, for any problem that you may have. Glory be to God. Amen. Sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church here at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith, located at 16 South Wilson Avenue in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. Hallelujah. Come out to each and every one of our services. If you can't make it to all of them, just pick one. We are Sundays. We have our Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40, 11:45-ish. Our Tuesday night Bible studies begin at 6 p.m. And our Thursday night youth services are at 6 p.m. as well. So we want you to come out and praise the Lord with us, to lift up his name, to give him glory, to give him honor, and to give him praise. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy of it. He is worthy of it. Amen. He woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. Hallelujah. Sending a shout out to my her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning to you, sir, as well. And to also to my wife, Minister Frieda Gray. I want you to know that I love you, as I say every day. Glory be to God. I thank God for you and you. Hallelujah. So we want the Lord to just have his way today. Amen. I'm having problems with my phone. So if you're trying to get in by way of Facebook, I'm not sure what's happening. Amen. It's doing something crazy here, so I may have to forsake this episode today. Amen. But nevertheless, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So I apologize. I'm not able to. My phone is doing something weird here, so I'm not able to bring you in on today. Hallelujah. I'm trying. Amen. And I'm getting distracted. Amen. But nevertheless, we're going to go into the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Which is Philippians chapter 4. Amen. A very familiar passage of scripture. Amen. I want you to join me in reading. I'm going to read down from, it's going to be Philippians 4. I'm going to read verses 4 down to, let's see here. Amen. Verses number 8. Glory be to God. So I'm going to read into your ears here. Again, Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. And it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for allowing us to be here just one more time. We thank you for our health and strength. Thank you, Lord, for watching us, watching over us throughout the course of this week. God, we're praying for our government, those that are in leadership, our president, our Congress, our Supreme Court. We're praying, God, to give them wisdom to make the right decisions and to do the right thing. Lord, I thank you. I am a vessel to be used of you. And whatsoever you say, I decrease so that you will increase, and you alone will get the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. I want to deal from a subject today. Amen. You may not always be happy. Amen. But you should always have joy. Amen. You may not always be happy, but you should always have joy. And I want to put a thought on that. Amen. Rejoice. Glory be to God. Rejoice always. Glory be to God. In the Declaration of the Independence, it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Glory be to God. Many people are in pursuit of happiness. But can I tell somebody today that just because you pursue something doesn't mean that you'll always find it or you'll always get it. Hallelujah. People make chasing happiness the pursuit of their lives. They pursue searching for new experiences, new travel, places to go, cars, homes, houses, all in the pursuit of happiness. Glory be to God. But can I tell you today, there's always going to be something in life that we find ourselves maybe being unhappy about. There's always something that we may, that we will find that can cause us to be unhappy. Many people are in unhappy relationships. They're in unhappy marriages. Glory be to God. Everything that your spouse does sometimes doesn't always make you happy. And so there are things, glory be to God. So we're people are in pursuit of perfection. Pursuit of those things that we want to say we have the perfect life. But can I tell you that life is not perfect? We are imperfect people. Therefore, we may not always find perfect happiness. But we can always have joy. Glory be to God. We can always have joy. Therefore, if we can always have joy, we can rejoice always. We can rejoice always. You see, happiness, it's a state. Glory be to God. When we look up the definition of happiness, it is a state of well-being and contentment, a pleasurable or satisfying experience. See, happiness is based on our circumstance. See, many people think that we have to have something happening in order to have happiness. I've got to be rich.
I've got to have a big house. I've got to have good health. I've got to have a good job. My bills have got to be paid. Happiness sometimes is based off of what is happening at the moment. The state of my life right now, it deals with my outward circumstances, how things look on the outside. Glory be to God. Oftentimes we will say, I'm happy. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Based off of what's happening right now. But what if we get sick? What if the children start to act crazy? What happens when the money is gone and the loved one dies? Glory be to God. So we have to understand, hallelujah, that happiness may not always be the state we find ourselves in, but yet we can still have joy. Glory be to God. In this particular writing, Paul is writing to the Philippian church. And what makes this writing unique is that he is writing from prison. Glory be to God. He is writing from prison. But yet the theme of this whole particular epistle is based off of joy. Glory be to God. His theme is joy. It seems strange that a man in prison would be telling a man, he is writing to a church to encourage them. And he is telling a church to rejoice. It seems strange that a man that is in prison would be telling a church to rejoice. But Paul's attitude teaches us an important lesson. Our inner attitudes do not have to reflect our outward circumstances. Glory be to God. You see, Paul was full of joy because he knew that no matter what happened to him, Jesus Christ was with him. Hallelujah. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And he repeats himself and he says, and again, I say, rejoice. Glory be to God. Can I tell somebody today, amen, to rejoice. Hallelujah. And again, I say, rejoice. Hallelujah. Paul urged the Philippians to be joyful because they needed to hear this. Glory be to God, somebody. Hallelujah. Sometimes here is a man that needed encouragement himself, but he took time out to encourage somebody. Why? He was not in a place that would make him happy. Prison, I'm sure, didn't make him happy, but he understood where his joy was. His outward circumstances, hallelujah, didn't make him happy, but his inward person did. Who was that person? It was Jesus. You see, our ultimate joy comes from Christ. Our ultimate joy comes from Christ dwelling within us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our ultimate joy comes from Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Look what he says. The Lord is at hand. Paul was talking about his second coming. He realized that if this world were to pass away, he understood that there was another world that he could rejoice in. He understood that his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, was at hand. He was near. Glory be to God. Can I tell somebody today? That was close to 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. Over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. And even though the Lord didn't come during his time, but it was the beginning of the age that we should look for his coming. Hallelujah. We should look for his coming. And we should treat every day as if the Lord is near. And that's what gives us joy. Joy, knowing that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And knowing that in spite of what we see going on in the world today, in spite of the wars and rumors of wars and division here and division there, amen, and violence here and violence there. The scripture lets us know that when we see these things, to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. And look what he says. He says, be careful for nothing. Hallelujah. It means don't worry about things. Don't worry about what's going on. Don't worry about your bills. And we're to be concerned about them, but we're not to worry about it. Hallelujah. But in everything by prayer. Don't worry. Pray. Hallelujah. We shouldn't let this world stress us out. Why? Because we have the Lord on the inside. That's Jesus Christ. He is the Prince of Peace. See, when the storms of life are raging, when they're tossing us to and fro, we can put our trust in the Lord that we've got Jesus on board. That's when the disciples, when they were going through the storm, hallelujah, and they came to wake up Jesus, hallelujah, because Jesus was asleep. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the Lord woke up and he wondered, where was their faith? See, we're going through the same. You might be going through a storm right now, but if you've got Jesus riding on the inside, glory be to God, you've got to exercise your faith. That means you can't worry because you got Jesus on board. It doesn't matter what this life takes us through. We're to still have joy. We're to rejoice always. Not sometime, not partially, not when we're on the mountaintop, but we're to rejoice even when we're in the valleys and in the storm of life. Paul tells us, don't be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, go to God in prayer and to supplication. And in spite of what we're going through, give thanks. He says, and supplication with thanksgiving. Glory be to God. Let your requests be known unto God. You've got somebody that hears your prayers. If you're going through something today, right now, take it to the Lord. Hallelujah. First, give him thanks. You know, we've got reason to give God thanks today. He woke you up this morning. He started you on another day's journey. Glory be to God. Give thanks. You know, in spite of how bad things look, if you're going through something, glory be, it could always be worse. Thank God, hallelujah, for those that you, if you don't have cancer, thank God that you don't have cancer. If you got the use of your limb, thank God I've got the use of my limbs. I'm able to walk. I'm able to talk. I'm able to move. I'm able to go here and there. I don't have to have somebody put me in a wheelchair. Glory be to God. There's somebody today that can't walk, that can't move, can't do anything. Glory be to God. But you can. And you owe God a praise. You got a reason to rejoice. Hallelujah. Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you know what he goes on? He said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Not as the world gives us peace, because the world determines peace as having riches, having material goods, having material thing. I've got a big house, so I ought to have peace. I've got money in my bank. I ought to have peace. Glory be to God. I live out in Beverly Hills. I ought to have peace. But can I tell you, there's many movie stars today, many rich folks today, that don't have peace. Hallelujah. They're still not happy. We've read some in the past have committed suicide. You would think that if we've got all this money, it ought to give us peace. But that can't give you peace. Glory be to God. Because if you're rich, you've got to worry about people trying to steal from you. If you're rich, you've got to worry about people trying to come to your house and rob you. Glory be to God. You've got to always be worried about the people that said they're working for you, not trying to steal here and steal there, because you've got so much money they think you don't notice. Glory be to God. So the bigger the riches, the bigger the problems. Glory be to God. But yet Christ gives us peace, not as the world gives it. Hallelujah. He gives us peace which surpasses all understanding. How can you have joy when your children are acting crazy? How can you have joy when your spouse is acting crazy? How can you have joy when the doctor's giving you a bad report? How can you have joy, glory be to God, when all hell is broken loose in your life? Why? Because you've got Christ on board. You've got Christ on the inside. His peace surpasses all understanding. People don't understand that when you go to church and they see you shouting, sometimes you're not shouting because you're happy, but you're shouting because you've got joy. Everything, truth be told, if we were to poll everybody, if we were to go around the church and say, and ask them, are you really, in everything in life, are you happy? Is everything peaches and cream? Everything that you can think of, is your children acting right? Is your job all right? And truth be told, many of those things will say no. I might be happy in my household, but on my job, they're stressing me out. I might be happy at my job, but I'm being stressed out in the household. That's going to be something that we can find that we may not be 100% happy about, but you can still have joy. Glory be to God. So when you see me shouting, it's not always because I'm happy, glory be to God, but it's because I've got joy. It's because I got a reason to praise the Lord today. I'm shouting because I'm shouting in spite of, glory be to God, I'm not happy, glory be. I'm shouting, glory be to God, because I got joy. I'm shouting because my circumstances says that I should not be happy, should not be shouting, glory be to God. But I'm shouting, glory be to God, in spite of my circumstances, because I realize that I've got Christ on board. And his peace that he gives me, it surpasses all understanding. I can shout because he loves me. I can shout because he died on Calvary's cross for me. I can shout because when I look over at my wife, she's still alive. I can shout because my children are not in jail. Is everything in my life peaches and cream? No. Glory be to God. I'm talking to somebody today. Everything in your life is not the way you want it to be. Paul, he is writing from prison. And the theme of this whole Philippian epistle is about joy. Go through the epistles and see how many times he mentions joy. Glory be to God. How could it be a man that's in a prison writing to a church, glory be to God, telling them, I want you to have joy. I want you to rejoice in the Lord always. See, Paul is not focused on his circumstance. Glory be to God, but he is focused on who's inside of him. It's the joy of the Lord that's our strength. See, it's the joy of the Lord that gives us our strength. Glory be to God. It's the joy, knowing that I'm not alone. I've got Christ on the inside. Glory be to God. He says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Jesus will keep your mind. He says, I will keep him. The word lets us know, I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. We got to keep our minds on Jesus. Glory be to God. And take our minds off of our circumstances. Because if we look at our circumstances, glory be to God, it will cause us to lose our joy. But glory be to God. But our joy keeps our focus off of our circumstances and keeps our focus on him. And he says, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, glory be to God, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on the goodness of Jesus, glory be to God. Think on positive things. Think on things that are going well in your life. Glory be to God. Think of those things that will give you joy. Don't think on your circumstances, because the enemy wants you to focus on those things that are negative. But when you begin to think on things that are positive, you'll understand that you've got a reason to give God the praise. You'll think on it. It will make you understand that you've got joy
in spite of your circumstances. See, happiness is a state. Hallelujah. It deals with your outer circumstances, but joy deals with the relationship you have with Jesus Christ. If you have Jesus Christ, he said, I'll keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. Keep your focus on the Lord. Keep your focus, glory be to God, and you'll understand in spite of your circumstances, you still have joy. That's why Paul could tell the Philippians to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And he says it again, and again I say, rejoice. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling somebody today, in spite of your circumstances, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Glory be to God. You're alive. You're able to walk. You're able to talk. You're able to move. And you're able to do as you please. Everything may not be peaches and cream, but you've got a reason to joy, to rejoice. Glory be to God. So I say, when you see me shouting, hallelujah, when you see folks shouting, they may not always shout because they're happy, but they're shouting because they have joy. Glory be to God. So I say to you today, rejoice. Hallelujah. You may not always be happy, but you can always have joy. You can always rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm almost out of time, but I'm not out of word. Glory be to God. So I want you to join me again on next week at the same time. Hallelujah. If the Lord will, I will be here. Amen. And again, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say, rejoice. You be blessed until next week. May the Lord bless you. Amen. Until then, God be with you. Amen. Glory be to God. We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir sings.